The tragic events in Charlottesville are once again focusing attention on matters relating to race. Let's take the public pulse with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, quite simply, how concerned are Americans about race relations?
Well, you know, there are two answers to that question. When we ask Americans repeatedly year after year some questions where we bring up race relations, we have seen a decided and sharp uptick in concern. One of those questions we ask every year is, how satisfied are you with the state of race relations? And we noticed right after 2014, and that was the year, of course, when Ferguson, Missouri happened and other racial incidents, that percent satisfied started to go down and down and down, and the percent dissatisfied started going up and up. Let me give you some numbers. It was about 40% who were dissatisfied prior to 2014, 2015, this decade. But in recent years, that's gone up into the 60% range. And this year, and of course, this was prior to Charlottesville that we measured it, 72% were dissatisfied with race relations. So we've clearly seen a concern going up on that and some other measures about race relations. I said there's some other measures, however, not quite so dramatic, and that's open-endedly. What's the most important problem facing the country? There we haven't seen a big change. I mean, we had 52% of Americans, Dave, back in 1964, when LBJ was pushing to pass the Civil Rights Act, 52% said that they thought race relations was the most important problem facing the country. And that's kind of gone up and down over the years. But most recently this year, we found only about less than 10%, 7% to be precise, a couple of weeks ago, of Americans open-endedly volunteered that race relations was the top problem facing the country. So it's a big problem when we remind people about it. It is still not top of mind as the most significant problem in the country.
And you describe it as an uptick, and whether it's the aforementioned Ferguson or the racially fueled mass murder at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, or police shootings of unarmed minority suspects, or the shooting of Trayvon Martin by George Zimmerman, there is this uptick, and then it goes back down in terms of attention and awareness. And when you say a heightened awareness about race relations, is the ultimate wish that Americans just want to wish it away and not talk about it?
Well, I'm not sure if we can probe the psyche of the average American to that degree to know whether they want to wish it away. However, we have asked a question, Dave, which is a little different, which is, will race relations always be a problem in the U.S., or will a solution eventually be found? And that question was asked by Gallup long before I came along, and that, too, has gone up and down over the years. But back earlier on in our history, we had, let's say even in the 90s, with the O.J. Simpson trial and some other things, less than half of Americans thought that a solution would eventually be found. But more recently, we're up, and we still are, the last time we asked it, well above a majority of Americans who still are positive that a solution to the race problem in this country will eventually be found.
Frank, let's put that aside. We're getting closer and closer to back-to-school season. And regarding colleges and universities, let's look at the nexus of higher education and politics.
You know, we've talked so much, Dave, about how everything is political these days. We ask Americans, how's the economy? How are your personal finances doing? And Republicans now have flipped and are much more positive than Democrats, because as a Republican in the White House, it was a lot different when Obama was in the White House. We are now seeing that creep into perceptions of colleges and universities. A 20-point gap now in confidence that Americans express in those words, those three words, colleges and universities. Democrats 56% confident, Republicans 33% confident in higher education. And sure enough, when we said to Republicans, why aren't you confident in colleges and universities, they came back, too liberal, too political. Colleges are pushing their own agendas and not letting the students learn what they want to. Colleges are teaching their students the wrong types of things. These are the talking points that have been picked up by the average Republican out there, who now look askance at higher education. Although when we ask Democrats who say they have low confidence in colleges and educations, they're actually more likely to come back with the kind of practical responses that you just mentioned. They say, well, I'm down on colleges because it's much too expensive for what you get, and that it doesn't lead to good jobs for those who are coming out the other end. So if you're a Democrat listening to this, your views of colleges are much more circling around those kind of practical issues. Is it worth the money, basically? Whereas if you're a Republican and listening to us right now, Dave, you're more likely to say, colleges and universities, I view them ideologically as moving too far to the left.
Now, apparently, parents, though, across the board feel a little better about the safety of their children when they go off to school.
That's right. For K through 12 parents, we ask every year, are you worried about your child's safety? And that had zoomed up right after Columbine, which was back in 1999. We asked that, and over half of parents said yes, they were concerned for the safety of their kids. Tragically, there have been other shootings over the years since then. And when we ask this question after those types of shootings, the percent who are worried goes up. But the good news is now that's down to less than a quarter. 24% of American parents said they're worried about their child's safety. Now, that's not great news. We hope that would be zero. But that 24% is as low as we have seen it since before the Newtown tragedy that occurred several years ago.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.